Chav Gimel Tzvi Siman Mem Halacha Yizayin to Siman Mem Vav Halacha Gimel. Amazing array of halachas that we're learning, and here we're continuing with this is the mitzvah zimun. Three people are eating, two people finished, the third person did not finish yet. Chiddush in halacha, you could force the two guys who are majority, could force the third guy to stop his eating and to respond to the zimun, and then he can continue eating after he waited for the first bracha to be recited by the leader of the benching. The Be'alach, interesting, Chavetz Chaim discusses, you know, exactly what the need of these two people are. Why can't they work on the midos? I'm adding that. But the Maisa, that's the halacha. And obviously, should have done the right way. Now, this person, this applies also, first of all, when it comes to two people, they do not have to stop one person. But it's the Fnimash also need to do so. Because again, you're gaining that you have the Zimun, you're doing the guy a favor. Interesting that the Sfaradim, I saw the Ben Shchaitin points out, that if it's someone that two people that all respected the third guy, so of course they have to stop. Because they have to be mechabedim. Now the same thing applies when it comes to 10 people. Six is majority, so six can enforce the other four to answer. Now the difference is when it comes to 10, they do not have to wait. They only have to wait to Baruch Elokeinu, and then they can already continue eating. But there's another chiddush I think not so commonly known is that these four people that answered to the, so to speak, participated in the answering of 10. Afterwards, still have to bench by themselves, but they don't do Haskalah Hashem. They don't mention Hashem's name. When it comes to large meals, so the Kitzur says that you should choose someone, of course, that has a very strong voice. This is the gift. A person is gifted with a strong voice. This is the time to use it because you want everyone to hear, not just to hear the Boys and Nevach, but also to hear at least the first bracha of Hazan Sakol. If you can't, that means it's a very large room, like weddings, bar mitzvahs, especially if it's on Shabbos. So the halacha is that you divide into groups of 10. Don't try to do a zimun if it's impossible for everyone to hear. Also, the place can discuss, and others, that a ramko, what's called a microphone, should not be used because it's not really the voice. And even though it's what to be saying, lechatchila, for sure better to do the option of splitting up into groups of 10. Next halacha, two groups, if they're eating in the same home, or even in two houses, two rooms, but they're able to see each other even through windows. Halacha is that they're considered a one group. So long as they could hear each other, the mezamen, they could answer and they could join to make it, for example, 10. If they cannot see each other, if there's a waiter that's really waiting on both of them, so he also actually joins them together. Now, the Kitzur says that's when they have intention to be part of a group. The Be'alacha actually says you don't have to. And either way, the point is they only join if you could hear the person that's leading the benching again, at least for the first bracha, as we already said before. When it comes to someone that hears a zimun going on, so if he's hearing the initial statement of the mevorech, so obviously he can't say Baruch Shachan Mishaloi like everyone else, but he could say the following words, which is kedai to memorize. This is the time to memorize these words. Baruch. And the same thing applies when it comes to Nevach Elokeinu. If you hear everyone responding, you should say, now, if they already responded and now you're hearing them respond, then you don't answer because you don't say what they said. Rather, you say, Amen. Three people that ate together. Now, one of them is Makpid. One of them, two of them are makpid not to have what's called pas akum. So now, the third person can actually lead the benching. And the reason why he could lead the benching and do a zimun is because even though you really have to have three people that are eating together, and they should be able to share the food. But the answer is so long as one of the three is able to participate in all the food that's on the table. So here you have one guy, he's not careful of the pasakum. Or for example, a person's eating milchiks. The other two people, someone asked me this shayla not so long ago. One person's eating milchiks, two people are eating fleishiks. Since the person's eating milchiks technically could have fleishiks after milchiks, so therefore he could lead the benching of the mitzav to zimun. Now, some chayim said today it's not true anymore because most people actually wait between milchiks and fleishiks, at least a little bit. But the truth is that it's enough that either they're sharing bread that everyone can eat, that is bread that's clean, or even a parav dish that everyone is sharing, there'll be enough to be mitzarev together. The problem is if the person leading the benching doesn't want to drink wine, let's say he doesn't want to drink wine, he's allergic to wine or whatever it is, so then it's still better for the other person to make a bracha, another person out of those three, to leave the benching with a kois rather than to not have a kois. Now, when it comes to hard cheese, that's a complicated situation. And the Kitzes gives two opinions, and he says actually to be mako. That means if one ate hard cheese and two people ate meat, still they could be mitzdarif. It could be today, but there was more room to be mako because many of the hard cheeses today are not really considered halachically hard cheese. Women that are benching, very interesting. It's a bit of uncommon knowledge of women also obligated in zimun. Now, if they're eating alone, technically they should be making a zimun. I think Sfardiyot do that. And I think once Rosh Chodesh Av also says this. And the halacha is that they could be mezamen. Sometimes they don't. But the question is, even if they're not doing eating themselves, let's say they're joining, which is usually the case, they're joining other men, etc. That's a Shabbos meal. So the halacha is that the husband should really call in the wife to do zimun. Now during the week, Moshe actually has a tshuva like this. He says, most women, either they're busy with the kids, they're busy in the kitchen, they're busy with different things they need to attend to, and therefore it's almost like the chatchila they had in mind not to be part of the zimun. That might be true during the week, but during Shabbos meal, really, generally speaking, unless it's a big tzarech, big need, they should really be part of the zimun. It's a major mitzvah, as we have been discussing. So therefore, it's kedai to participate. When it comes to a katan, interesting that the Sfaradim are making with a katan that is either gil chinuch, or he knows to who they're benching. So generally speaking, from 9 years old, he could actually join the Zimun, but the Ashkenazim are not lenient with this. And when it comes to someone that is not Shema Torah Mitzvah, means Oive Averes Befaresia, he doesn't even read Kriya Shema morning and night, he's not Mitzav to Zimun. And I would point out that someone that's Tinuk Shanishba certainly could be Mitzdarev to Zimun. And when it comes to a convert, he could also be Talmud, says even the Kitzur says, and he could even say Shechat Allah was saying, or even the why, because it's based on Avraham Avinu, was considered Avraham Goy. So therefore, they're included under this concept of Shechat Allah was saying, referring to Avraham Avinu. So therefore, a Ger could also join the Zimun, and he could also say Shechat Allah was saying. We once discussed this, the Gabi also, Shalas and Goy, the Gabi, the whole discussion about that. We said that the minute is that they also say it. Now, Simon Mem Vav is here, we're starting Ma'acholas Asuris. So here's a Shalom Mamish this week, someone asked me. His wife bought a lot of organic eggs, and a lot of them are very bloody. What's the halacha? So, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the regular halacha is blood that's found in eggs, Poshim Shad is Asur. Sometimes the entire egg is Asur. Now, it really depends if it's in the yolk. It's much worse when it's on the yolk. What are we worried about? The beginning of development of an embryo. And that would be mamish, like a sheretz, a sheretz, a part of that. Basically, it's a serious issue. So if it's on the yolk, for sure it's a problem. If it's on the white part, so some have a minig to just remove the white part and eat the rest. Most of the minig is, as the kid already says, another chayim that we don't eat that egg itself, but it doesn't answer other eggs. If it got mixed up already into your challah, etc., it's also not a problem. The problem begins, now, the reason why we're much more makeup today on Moshe writes is because most of our eggs are not fertilized. And since they're not fertilized, really make a din b'chlan al asa. But as I pointed out, when it comes to special eggs, organic eggs, so that already could be a major shayla. Now, there's a minig already. Piskachur is also being done in one of the old minhagim of women. They always, whenever they make eggs, they make an odd number. So, for example, if you're making, it'll make three eggs. Why? Because in case one of the eggs is no good, so you have two canceling one. And the reason for that is because this way you avoid the problem that one asa the other eggs, and number two, that even the utensil that you're using will not become asa. So again, if it's unfertilized eggs, really not a problem. But if it's fertilized eggs, perhaps that thing, the organic ones, which I saw someone say, so then you just need to check this out with the kashrus, but kashrus, that would be a problem and a serious problem. So therefore, also, first of all, it's kedai to have this odd number, and also to be careful that when it comes to, so if you're regular, you're checking eggs, you could check the eggs, great, but if you're making hard-boiled eggs, you don't have the ability to do so. So perhaps maybe the chumra, the health of getting organic eggs, which I'm not sure I'm necessarily healthier, might be less of a attractive if you could be more careful halachically by using the non-organic. But that obviously should ask your rav. Now, when it comes to blood of a fish, fish blood is mutter. However, if you gathered it into a utensil, it's also why, because of Maris Ayin. This is a very interesting concept of Maris Ayin. There's different levels of Maris Ayin. Halachically speaking, this is true, even if it's what's called Chadari Chadorim. There's what's called these in the Kim. There's about four different levels in Shas and in Beis Psukim. But this could be Mamash Nisil, a Suffolk, meaning it looks like you're doing a Nisil, meaning blood. So therefore, so long as it's recognizable, that's when the fish, for example, if there's scales in the bowl of fish, then it's not a problem. The next halacha is that when it comes to someone who bit into a loaf and he finds blood that came out of his teeth. So the answer, the halacha is you have to cut away that area and then the rest of it you could eat. Blood that's between your teeth, you're allowed to swallow. It's not a problem at all. And in fact, some hold also that if your person's bleeding on his, let's say his finger, and the blood didn't separate, so that's also not a problem to basically suck on that area. However, on Shabbos, already the kid says, of course you can't do it because it's a shayla bit of malacha. But even during the week, there's a machlik, as if you're allowed to do that or not, it could be a shayla about the shakti. Have a beautiful day.